games now, and I was like, let's give him like a ridiculous guitar solo. You know, the idea of like, let's just really have the breakdown in the gig and a lot of tapping. Yeah. And this is kind of like, let's give Jamie like...
132 new characters designing one issue.
Yeah.
But no, and obviously like Matt's contribution to this is incredible as well. And yeah. like to go, what was it, it was 11 pages?
Yeah, 11 pages.
11 pages, 6 panels page, every panel, a different scene. And to make them all individual and their own thing is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, and I was expecting more people to point out things I've done wrong. And there was one thing, which is one building didn't have minarets at that point in history. It was the only thing anyone ever told me, so I took them out for the trade.
I got one name wrong. Yes. That's all right. That, we could any one of these. We could talk about this one for the whole panel, which we're not going to.
Yeah.
But what decision? Like, it was a bit like, where? What do you call the region? And we went up and down this. Me and Chrissy, the editor on Wicked, and I, we went up and down the entire scale. So sometimes we're like hyper low level, and sometimes like, we can't say that because we don't know this region. And then you go the other way, and at some point it's going to be reduced to planet Earth. You know, and then no, we can't do that, and we end up like this quite weird compromise. But that's my point, is that I named the town wrong by about 1,000 years, but no one's mentioned that yet, I think, and that's fixed in the trade.
But when you do a project like this and you do these 6,000 years across history, it really drives home the length of certain cultures and certain
people
in a way that don't necessarily appreciate, like the amount of. Like Chinese history, for example, like across thousands of years, in a way that and doing a project like this is really, really drives that home, and it's really cool.
Yeah. And as well, like there was a time when I did it originally. I mean, my advantage, I could research this over a period of like the year, so it was I spend a long time heading towards it, trying to think it through. But there was a draft. And the original draft wasn't just like me choosing regions. It was me choosing it could be any of these based upon the historical evidence we can find. So picking which one, but there is an argument like it should have made bounce between Egypt and China for like 3,000-4,000 years in terms of like the biggest impact in the period. And that you realise the utter dominance was astounding in terms of cultural. Like really, you know, it's like nothing else, and I'm weirdly proud of it because that's, you know, I talk about an issue which is, you know, I've mixed feelings about issue 8 because I don't think it hit everything we wanted to do. Whilst I don't have any mixed feelings about this issue. I've got mixed feelings, but only because it's so big. Like, we had to make difficult choices and stuff, which I don't like in it, but there's also not a better answer. So yeah, I'm very proud of that.
So you mentioned that you have 5 favorite issues from Wicked. I'm kind of curious what they are now. You mentioned 2 of them.
I'd have to think about it, actually. Like 13, 14, 23, 36, 11 maybe. Or maybe 33.
Like 30. Yeah.
Very cool. So, without spoiling anything, we're kind of in the home stretch of the Wicked and Divine, right?
Yeah.
How are you going to feel when this all wraps?
Great. I'm going to sleep for about 6 months.
Jamie can finally block me on Twitter.
Yeah. We've got to get separate banners as well now for once. Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be weird. Like,
yeah, really weird.
Like, the actual one, all the word last is weird. Like, I've got 60 pages of Wicked to write. I've got 40 pages of Wicked to write. This is the last list I'm writing for Wicked. This is the word last, and every single one of the lasts always feels weird. I mean, I know when it's over completely. I mean, I was just polishing issue 44, which Jamie's about to start drawing, and I'd written that before Christmas, so I kind of half forgotten some of the stuff, and I was like, hey, immediately crying, because there's some really good stuff in there. But also...
happy crying, right?
Yeah, happy crying. I mean, it's interesting crying. but like the tearing away of you. I mean, one of the things when it's over, I do want to do a writer's notes for all the playlist and go like what every song would link to which character. And that is basically me preparing to say goodbye to it. But it is definitely saying goodbye to it. And it's nice because it's not like it's not a book we could ever do a sequel to. Yeah.
Let's do some panels. And let's talk about Die. So, Kieran, Die is fantastic. The thing that shocks me is you adore RPGs so much. When I read this, I thought this was written by somebody who hates RPGs.
You've read Phonogram as well. You know, Phonogram is a book about pop music, which really, like, it beats the hell out of pop. You know, I just like tearing stuff apart and wide. I think most stuff which is like fan orientated, as in like fan culture orientated, is treats it with kid gloves. You know, and to truly love something is to have mixed feelings about it. And like, especially with like D&D, there was such a long period of time when we were very defensive as gamers, as in we were trying to defend ourselves against wider cultures who wanted to censor it. But like, nerd culture's won. You know, we won. And so like, we can be a bit more honest now about the ups and the downs. And with Dime, at the moment, it's pretty down. But you know, there was definitely bits which are up. And by the end of the story, it's going to be like, in the same way like Phonogram and Wicked leave, end you with a different sort of experimentation. Mm-hmm.